Okay, we are up to page Kuf Dalet. This is Simin Tezayin. Simin Tezayin Halacha Sifkaton Dalet. Elu Hafsakos Shamarnu. These Hafsakos that we mentioned above, Shemutala Hafsak B'yam Saperik. So we discussed the last two Si'ifim. We discussed the overview, this Bein HaProkim, and there is Be'em Saperik with regard to Birchois Kriyashma. Bein HaProkim, there are very few Bein HaProkim between Yoitzer HaMa'oyos and Ahava Rabba. That's the first Bein HaProkim. The second Bein HaProkim is between HaBecher Be'amo Yisrael Be'ahava and Shema Yisrael, and in between Uvisharecha and V'Hoyim Shemoya, and after Kinei HaShemayim Al Oretz and Vayomer. That's it. Those are the only Bein HaProkim. When you come to the end of Kriya Shema, there's no Bein HaProkim. Emes, V'yatzeh, V'nochem, V'kayim, V'yosh, that's all included. That's all one stretch. So those are the only Bein HaProkim. And then we learned that everything else is considered to be Bein HaPerek. Bem Saperek. Bein HaProkim, we're pretty lenient. Believe it or not, there are a lot of kulas. We learned you can answer Kaddish, you can answer Kedusha, you can answer Amen, Tani, Bracha. You can't say Baruch Hu, Ruch Shmo. But there are a lot of leniencies that you can do between these breakpoints. We even discussed in the Shermis and Malacha, tremendous Chiddush, where if you get an Aliyah, are you allowed to ask the Gabbai, say, please make for me a Mishaberach? That's how far it goes. But when it comes to the Emsa HaPerek, we learned yesterday, you are severely limited. The only thing you can answer is Amen to Akel HaKadosh and Shema Koleinu. And when it comes to Kedusha, the only thing you can say is Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzevokos, Melo Cholavetz Kivado, Baruch Kvod Hashem Yimakamu. You cannot say Nikadesh, you cannot say Lumosomer Chimenu, you cannot say Yimloch. And when it comes to Kaddish, the only thing you can say is Amen Yehi Shmerabah Mevarach Le'olam Uli'olmeil Maya, and the last Amen, the Imru Amen. So you're very limited in what you're allowed to answer Be'emsa HaPerek. But now Halacha Dali says, even when we allow you to answer Be'emsa HaPerek, you have to be very careful to at least come to a breakpoint Be'emsa HaPerek. You should don't go Baruch Ato Hashem, and in the middle Baruch Ato Hashem, you'll answer. There has to be a logical breakpoint, even beemtza haperek. Dalid elu hafsako shemanu shemidlo hafsik beemtza haperek imhu bebrachos. If you are in a bracha, like the bracha of Ahava Rabba, or the bracha of Yotza Moros, yichavein shayhemtzik hecho the solik in yon. At least try to be mafsik in a place where logically you would put a period or a comma. V'imhu bekriyashma. Let's say you are in the middle of kriyashma. That's beemtza haperek. You want to end. So let's say to Akel HaKadosh, at least try to finish the pasuk before you answer Amen. Yechaven sheyeh hafsek bein pasuk lepasuk. Then the yevshar, if it's not possible to do so, mutlo lehafsek afilu b'mes haperek. If you can't do so, if you have no choice, then he's lenient. You can be mafsek afilu b'mes haperek. But then the yaschil achar kach mitchilas pasuk. Okay, it's very important halacha. So when you have those situations of kadosh, 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 you in kedusha, you try to not say it within the brach itself. Baruch Ato Hashem. It's not a good idea to say Baruch Ato Hashem and then to go say Kadosh, 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 Yimamish Bem Sabroch. That's not proper to do. It would appear that you can't do that. You have to at least, in that situation where you have only a few more words to go, you should finish up a few words and then say Kadosh, Kadosh, and within the middle of Kriya Shema, so then try to finish the Pasuk. If not, say wherever you are, but then you are required to start the Pasuk again. Let's see Beis in the bottom. Shemut l'havsi b'yam saperik. Ayin b'shal shuvah skin ha-soifrim. Nishal shom b'yechad shekaru l'alos l'tor l'maftir. V'oi med b'emsa kriyashma. Okay, interesting. Shai l'person is in the middle of saying kriyashma. Yimamish in the middle of kriyashma. Ya'amoid ruvein ben shimon. So what is one to do? So we learned before that in a ben aprakim you can go. Ben aprakim you get the aliyah, you can even ask according to one opinion, you can ask for the mishaberach. At kedei kach. But let's say yimamish move kriyashma and you know it's a minion, they're on, you know, the train's going to leave. You can't go hold back for 1 second. And they call you up for the aliyah. So what do you do? Helasham shemud l'alay sulema berchas atayr l'fanek l'charecha aval avtayra in berchas secha lo yoymar. So if you get an aliyah, it's paskeding here that the emsa haperek, you can take an aliyah. He didn't say that in the Kiddush Shulchan. He didn't say that. He never discussed that. He's coming to be more makel, and he's saying the emsa haperek, you can take an aliyah. But if they call you up for maftir, you're not allowed to take the make the aliyah, but you can't make the brachos for aval haftoy brachasecho lo yoymar hu el achar yoymar ze kedin bi she'eino yochol yoymar haftoro de achar yoymar. You know that you can't do. So you mill of kriyashma, and they call you up yamod for maftir. Okay, it's on Shabbos, of course. Well, let's say it's a Tisha B'Av, right? When else do you have a maftir? Tisha B'Av. Yom Tov what? Mincha, but mincha you're not in the middle of kriyashma unless you're davening a late shachris. So when would you have this Tisha B'Av? Is only any other day we say after in the morning? I'm not aware. I'm not sure. Maybe we do. Yom Tov, Shabbos, Yom Tov for sure. Chol, talking about chol, weekday. Tisha B'Av, Haftarah in the morning. So a person comes late to davening on Tisha B'Av and he's in the middle of Birchas Kriyas Shema. They call him up for the third Aliyah. They have the long Haftarah from Yirmiyah. It's a very long Haftarah. It's a hard Haftarah. If you do from Klaf, you really got to know it. It's not so easy. And so are you allowed to make the brachas in Haftarah? No, you're not. Someone else should make the brachas because you have to motion. I'm a little Kriyas Shema. I'm sorry, I can't do it. Very, very interesting halach. Okay. Yeah.
Don't turn down an aliyah.
Right, you're not allowed to. It's a curse. Or mishalo yakum es divyat harazois. It's a davar chomer ad ma'oid. We learned this in the Mishnah Berurah. If your phone calls you for an aliyah, we learned the Mishnah Berurah. You call ya'amoid, you're not allowed. You have to. It's like one of the few things in halacha that like there's no way out. If they call you Ya'amoid, they call you by name. Oh, what's your name? We want to give you an aliyah, but they never actually called you up. No, I had already an aliyah today. I don't want aliyah. I don't want because they want money, you know? Go special. Get an aliyah. It's going to cost you. I don't want the aliyah. And they go, Ya'amoid, Ruvain, Ben Shemain. Oh, once they do that, you're in trouble. There's no way out. There's no way out. It's a curse. Or lo yakim es divrei Torah azos. You got to go. When does it become a very big problem? It becomes a big problem with toichacha. This happens. This happens more often than you think. There are some shuls, especially the rookie. There are those who are rookies. Rookie gaboyim. They don't know. I've even seen this in Chaim Berlin. Not for this, but I'll tell you the story. But let's say, someone told me where I happened to daven now. Someone told me that a couple of years ago, probably like 2-3 years ago, the Gavai didn't even know they were laying the Toycha. And he called up for Chamishi, this week's Parsha, he called up a very big Rosh Hashiva. and the people in charge, they like almost fainted. It was such a busha for them because how do we allow this Gabbai? He made a mistake. He just made a mistake. So someone who was there told me that the person they called up, he's a very big Talmud Chacham. I know his name. I know exactly who he is. His eyes almost popped out. It's like the people whose eyes were popping out were the people in charge, the people who are in charge of this, like the Rosh Hashiva of this place. And the person, what? You called me up for the Taicha? But he went up. You have no choice. You got no choice. You got to go. They call you, you got to go. It's not the end of the world to get the Taicha. What?
If he's such a gadol,
right?
Why should he have even blamed on it?
Because it's not the minhag ha'olam. It's not the minhag ha'olam. The minhag ha'olam is, you're right, it doesn't mean anything. He went and took the aliyah, shomer mitzvah lo yeda davar ra, 100%. But it's still a busha.
My former rav, the Bible reads on the show, requested that.
It is a das yachid. I fully appreciate and understand. But it's not what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. He has a tradition. It's a minhag. But this, we learned this halacha. We learned inside word for word with the Mishnah Berurah and the Ber Halacha. We went through this whole thing. We learned Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. There's a very big inyan. It's a minhag. Bottom line, you're right. Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. Torah is Torah. But there is a flavor to the Kriyas HaTorah. You give the Rav the Aseres HaDibros. You give a chosa on the maftir. There's a certain protocol. of how you do things. And you don't, the protocol is that the one that the Baal Kore, the Minig Olam today, most shuls that we are familiar with in this community, is the Baal Kore gets the Aliyah. That's the way it is. So you're calling up someone for the Toichacha, there's nothing wrong, no harm is done, nothing is going to happen, we're not spooky people, but it's not protocol. He did not follow protocol, and people are like, what are you doing over here? Right?
So what, now we're sure that I never heard has a minhag that Revi is an aliyah for a Baal Gola.
Oh, so the Revi or Chamishi, I got confused.
Revi. Shulchan Aruch says for wisdom.
For wisdom?
Yeah.
So which, for a Baal Gola?
Yeah.
What do you mean a Baal Gola?
It's a second class. The driver, second class citizen.
So which, so what are you, you told me, what did you say, Shulchan Aruch and Revi is about, for what? A school for?
Revi is for wisdom.
For wisdom, and what's? Okay, I don't know the answer. I hear the question. I don't know. There is such a thing.
But I always gave him Revi.
Okay, there is such. Okay, but the point we want to make over here is how do you get into this discussion? I don't remember.
If you're called, you have to go. You don't turn down.
Now, all right, they're calling you up exactly. So they're calling up here for an aliyah in the middle of Birchas Kriyas Shema. You cannot turn down the aliyah. You can take the aliyah. Fine. And just Derech Agav, when they call you Derech Agav, they call up personally, you have to take the Aliyah. I saw in Chaim Berlin where they made a mistake and they called up, they wanted to call up Saras HaDibros. The guy just got mixed up. And there was like probably 300-400 people, and every single year they call up the Rosh Shiva for Saras HaDibros, and he called up Balabas, the Saras HaDibros. Called up the Lagamash, pushed the guy. And like the, and that meant that the Rosh Shiva was not getting the Aseres HaDibros because he made a mistake. He thought the Aseres HaDibros was Chamishi when it was Revi. Like he just slipped. It was a slip.
He didn't do his homework.
Yeah, he didn't do his homework. So people are like, so he made a mistake. It's a big deal. He made a mistake. So he made a mistake. The world will go on just the same. No harm done.
No,
let's go weiter. Masha, so this is interesting thing of, let's go weiter in Halacha. Hey, Masha Manusha Mutul Hafsi Biyam Saperik. This is what we learned. A person might be Master Misaperik Ludvarm Shah Amarnu. Einoi Hadin Biposuk Shma Yisrael Baruch Shem Kamalchus Olam Ve'et. So he says, don't get carried away. You have to realize, even though we allow you for very limited things to be Mafsik Biyam Saperik, you're not allowed to be Mafsik in the words, those six words, Shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Those six words, there is no Hefsik. And you cannot be Mafsik in Baruch. Those six words, there is no hefsek. Ki bohem osur lahafsek b'chol inyan. V'afilu hamelech shoyel b'shloimoy. Lo yafsek lehoshivoy. Even the melech comes in, you are not allowed to respond. Incredible. V'ein ani Elokeichem Hashem Elokeichem MS V'yatziv gam kein lo yafsik. You're not allowed to be mafsik klal between Hashem Elokeichem MS V'yatziv. V'yatziv is the targum for MS. We think only Hashem Elokeichem MS, and then you pause, you wait. The truth is, even though you're waiting, you're not allowed to be mafsik for nothing, even for yatziv, because the truth is, yatziv is really part of MS V'yatziv. It's a translation of MS. The chassid because in the pasuk Hashem Elokim MS. It's one concept. L'chach, therefore, ein mafsigin bein Elokeichem le'MS. Period. The nochon lizor shelo lahafsik aliyach Hashem agam tevis v'yatziv. He goes on to use mikiv also he's after the yatziv. V'shagam v'yatziv who loshen MS. It's the targum of MS. After you say MS V'yatziv, then we go back to the status of Be'emsa HaPerek, and Be'emsa HaPerek, you're allowed to be mafsik for the limited things that we learned above in Halacha Gimel. He mentioned over here that we're not makpidim. This was in the Gemara. Everyone knows the Gemara. Lomber Masech the Brachos. It's a Mishnah Masech the Brachos about answering machlokes from Rabbi Yehuda. You're allowed to answer for shalom. Are you allowed to give shalom? Respond. So he says that this does not apply in our times because in our times we're not makpid on these things. Din lishol b'shalom chav hashem shalom b'zman hazeh ein makpidim ve'ein lahafsik b'zeh afilu bein haprakim. If someone walks into shul, a distinguished person walks into shul, you don't give him shalom afilu bein haprakim. And even if he says to you, he doesn't even realize, and he says to you, he doesn't really yidavning, and if someone very distinguished walks in and he says to you, shalom aleichem, you don't respond. What about the Prime Minister of Israel walks in? What about the President of the United States walks in? Even Ignaz Gdei Kach? I don't know. Hamelech. We're not machbid, so are they not machbid b'zman hazeh? I do not know. Interesting, but that's what he says. Derech klal, we're not machbid on these things. Let's see gimel on the bottom. On the bottom, Shmuel havsa b'emsa haperek. Kaz shas shuvus leil chayim. B'mishu b'emsa kriya shmar v'chaserah v'shamar mishat shehu korei b'toyra. V'tot b'tolos. He made a mistake. It's pikuach nefesh to correct him. Ein loy lahavsig b'dibur l'sakna elayika chumash v'yira eloy hatos. You're not allowed to correct the bal korei or the korei if you're mill of kriya shma. That you're not allowed to do. The best you can do is to show with your finger the mistake in chumash. That you're allowed to do, but you're not allowed to call out. It's not so important to call out. Some people, the Rambam says that you're not allowed to correct ever. So he made a mistake.
No, so you shouldn't correct.
There are opinions that we don't pass like this, but there are opinions that hold that if Balkori makes a mistake, you don't correct. So he made a mistake. If you really mark it on Kriya Satara, so you should make sure the person who's going to lane in advance should know his stuff. If you let it get to the point where the person who lanes doesn't, he makes mistakes. So it's a different quality Kriyas HaTorah. You can't say an Ayotza. Just because you make a mistake, you're still lane from the Torah, you got the basic gist. You can't say an Ayotza. The Rambam says you don't need to say the Torah, not to be kosher. Say the Torah can be apostle. But the Chazonish never corrected, they say. The Chazonish, he never corrected. So how do you explain that? He didn't want to be Yotze Kriyas HaTorah, the Chazonish. And his minyanim, he made a mistake. No, he made a mistake. He never corrected. So, alright, so there are different opinions. I had a whole story, I had a story I laned somewhere, and it was a very long aliyah, and in the beginning of the aliyah, I probably made the mistake, I said bi instead of ba. So there was a kanoi there, and he comes over to me after the aliyah, and I made a mistake. He tested me, what did you say? So of course I said the wrong thing. So you see, you made the mistake. You made the mistake. And tell me it's ma'akev. I'm telling you it's ma'akev in the pshat, in the pasuk. You look in Rashi, it's ma'akev. And therefore, I want you to lane over the whole aliyah. When you start the next aliyah, it was a whole column. And this was a minyan where you got to go as fast as you possibly can or you're fired. Right? Not mamish, but they're very mapping. You know, you got to go. Got to move. So I said, listen, I'll do whatever the rabbi says. I'm not the boss. You're not the boss. You have a nice beard and you have, you know, it's the rabbi. But you're not the rabbi. I'll do whatever the rabbi says. Go with. So right away he sees he's getting nowhere with me and they're making the Mishnah Berach very quickly. He's running out of time. He runs to the rabbi and he's, and I'm looking for the signal from the rabbi what to do. The rabbi is like from here to the end of the room. I'm looking. They're making the Mishnah Berach and he's arguing with the rabbi and I see the rabbi is just like, he's just like, yeah, he's not. I'm looking for the signal and no signal is coming. They finish the Mishnah Berach and they call the other guy and the guy starts saying the brach and I'm looking for the signal. No signal. I go weit. I don't lean over the entire aliyah. This person got angry. He did what is mamish shaloi kedin. In protest, he walked out of the shul in the middle of laning, which he's not allowed to do, which is 100% osa.
I hope he never came back.
Well, let me tell you the whole story. Yeah, come here. Good story, Sam. Wait until you hear the end of the story. He walked out, which is mamish shaloi kedin. Okay, very good. He goes, he hears, another shul, he hears Kriyas Torah, he comes back to the Kiddush, and he calls me a whole bunch of names, okay, he calls me a whole bunch of names, I didn't say anything, I said, listen, what do you want from me? It's not my call. I'll do whatever the rabbi says, you know, I'm just an employee. I'll do whatever the boss says. So he says, I don't know if I should say this. He says something not pleasant, okay, about the rabbi. So when he said that, I knew this guy is out of the game. Like this guy has no respect for anyone, forget about it. But, you know, so, and then I had a discussion with a very big Talmud Chacham there, who davened in that shul, and he said to me, like, I discussed with different people this whole issue. You make a mistake. Are you really mechuyev to go back and laying over a whole aliyah to go back a few psukim, we know you make a mistake. So I asked different people, this really got me interested in the whole issue. Like, what are the parameters, the guidelines of making a mistake in a place? One thing, you go to a shul, they don't care. But you go to a shul where the people talk are very makbid. They want to know, they want to hear every single word, and you made a mistake. Are you mechuyev to go back another aliyah? What are the parameters? And I got different opinions. Some people says, no, kriyas haTorah, every single word counts, and you should go back. And other people, gedolim told me, no, you catch a person, you want to be makbid b'shas ma'isa, at the time. If the mistake was made and it already was done, it's done. That's it. What, you're going to go back? Every aliyah, you're going to go back because maybe you said this or that word? Mashahoya kvarhoya. What was. You can't go fix, you can't go back in time and go fix every single mistake. And this person told me, remember, he davened by a very big gadol, probably like 30, 40 years ago. And the Baal Kori made mistakes, like this type of situation. And that was it. Once the aliyah was over, he never required him to go back. So the different madregos and how far you go back. Over here he's telling you, the Chazon Ish, he never corrected. He let the guy go. He made a mistake, he made a mistake, let the guy go. Then there are people that are very machmir to the other extreme. Not only if you made a mistake going back three aliyahs, we're going to make you go back three aliyahs to go fix up. And then there's a middle ground, which I think really is the proper way, today in this generation, we're not so machmir on our COVID. You know, people not, oh, you made a mistake. Everyone makes mistakes, so big deal, you make a mistake. You correct the Baal Kori, makes a mistake. But it's ridiculous to go when the Baal Kori finishes the aliyah. Oh, you made a mistake. Go back three psuk, go back five psukim. You cheapen the kriyas haTorah. The whole thing becomes, if you want to be correct on the spot, don't go back. And I found legal precedent for this approach to kriyas haTorah. Yeah. The guy comes around. He comes around. The guy comes around. It's a certain personality. I have no tightness. There's different types of people in this world. He's a certain temperament. That's how he is. The people who know him, that's how he is. So you have to know who you're dealing with. All right, he's a nice guy. I'm friendly with him. But he overreacted. And overreacted at the moment. Let's go weiter. Okay, now one other quick thing I want to take issue. Another interesting story is I was once a gabbai in the base ovel and there were only like 10 people. So I asked a certain person, "Are you the only kohen? You're getting the aliyah. What's your name?" He was in the middle of Kriya Shema. Okay, so he couldn't talk to me. He was doing Chazaras Hashas. He was diving very quick. He would catch up on time. "You're the only kohen. I need your name. You have to go very quick. I don't want to go away. You know, what's your name? Let me tell you your name now. That way, bang, bang, we can get out of here in 2 minutes, like everyone wants." So I can't talk. You know, he can't. So I give him the pen. "Write down your name." So he's as about to write down, there was another kanoi standing right there next to him. And he says, "No! Ksiva ka'amira," he tells me. "Ksiva," just like you're not allowed to speak, writing is equivalent to an amira, and it's a hefsek. So this guy was all startled, and he decided not to write his name. Was he right or wrong? I do not know. L'chora, it's not the same. You can write, yeah.
If he was in the middle of Kriya Shema,
yeah.
So you call three Yisraelim.
No, by the time we would have got up to Kriya Satori, he would have finished his Shmon Esrei.
So
I wanted to get the name right away, so we can go on to, he would have caught up on time. So yeah, all different types of people, different types of stories, but we hear just intriguing, it's intriguing where the person in the middle of Kriya Shema, you're not allowed, it's not so important to me, Kriya Shema to correct the Baal Kori. The best you can do is pointing with your finger, oh, why isn't that a hefsek? Right, you're also pointing. You're davening Kriya Shema. What are you doing now? Are you davening or you're pointing? Or you're pointing with your finger. What are you doing? It's a hefsek. It's also a chiddush that what he's saying. No, pointing with your finger, he does not consider to be a hefsek. At least at the kach, in the middle of Birkas Kriya Shema. Okay, let's go to the new.
Someone comes in and he says,
"Of course, he's not davening."
Yeah, davening.
Of course, he's not davening.
Shake your head. You're not. No ksiva. No nothing.
I guess so. I would assume so. Different categories of hefsek, different madrigals of hefsek.
You know, the motion, the way I learned always was when the queen on the tefillin, then
nothing, zero.
Anything,
yeah, interesting. But in between the tefillin, then the nosach. Okay. Next siman yud zayin halal hilchos kriyashma ubo yud sifim haschol zman kriyashma shel shachas ukemo zman tefillin v'nim shach zman tefillin is mishayakir the zman of kriyashma. The reason when you say kriyashma is zman yipran tefillin means you have to be able to mishayakir between tcheles and lavan, which there are different opinions today of what the zman is. They range between something like 20 to 60 minutes before sunrise. Okay? A middle ground, and we once went into this in detail. I really should have prepared more blined this some other time. I'll try to go review this. But there are different opinions, but I think mainstream opinion is something more like 40, like somewhere in the middle. 40, 50 minutes before sunrise is the earliest time when you can, mishayakir, is when you can differentiate between tcheles and lavan. It's also the same moment in time when you can recognize your friend, berich dal amos. In America, where we live, we pretty much hold that the zman is about somewhere about 40, 50 minutes. There are machmir, the mekilim, some hold even 60 minutes, and some hold even 20. You have to be machmir, even something like 20 minutes. Most people in the calendars have it approximately either 40 or 50 minutes. Whose months? That's that. Just like that's the earliest time when you can put on your talis and tefillin. That also happens to be the earliest time when you can recite kriyashma. The nimshach zman. When is the latest time you can recite kriyashma? Adrevius hayom bein shayom aruch bein shukotzar v'nimshach hayom min alois hashachar tzei sakachavim. So he is coming to tell us that the zman, the way he calculates the zman, he's paskening like, not like the Rabbeinu Tam, but it's paskening from dawn until sunset, which results in a leniency, right? We have the zman. I'm sorry. Until the stars come out. There are two ways. Rabbeinu Tam says that we calculate from the time of sunrise to sunset, or do we calculate from dawn to dusk? So when you calculate from dawn to dusk, it always will result in a leniency because the hours are longer. You're adding approximately another 2 hours in time, and that's going to be divided by 12, and then you have 12 units of time. We take four of those, we go forward. You'll always come out at a later zman, but if you go and you calculate the day from sunrise to sunset, you take that period of time and you divide it by 12, the hours are shorter. So when you start from sunrise and you go forward four of those, it's going to be a little bit earlier than if you would go and you calculate from sunrise, from dawn to dusk. So he says here the early is meikel. V'nechshav ayom in alos hashachar tzei sakachavim. Mitzvah namufcha likros kivasikin. What does it mean kivasikin? So he translates the word for us. Kehamechavim es hamitzvah. A person that's mechavim, he cherishes the mitzvah. Shahayu mechavim likros me'at koidim hanetzacham. As people get confused with this. When you daven kivasikin, you're davening like those people who cherish the mitzvos, which means you begin Shmone Esrei with sunrise. What does that mean? That means that you recite Kriya Shema a moment before sunrise. You finish Kriya Shema with its brachos at the moment when the sun rises. The yismach la tzvila period of mish yochel lechavin lasos kain schoroi. If you can daven every single day, you have a promise that there's great reward. You can't do that, but the person should be careful not to say Kriya Shema later than 4 hours into the day. When the day is very long, What's the problem? It starts early. So the zman ends earlier. In the wintertime, then the days are short. Now, what does it mean? It's a two-edged sword. When the days are very long, what does that mean? It means the sun rises 5 o'clock in the morning. Half. If the sun rises 5 o'clock in the morning, that means that the clock is ticking very quickly. You're running out of time earlier. In the winter time, the days are shorter. The sun rose. See, we're all confused there because we have daylight savings time and we have standard time, so everything is manipulated. But if you don't have all of these modern day inventions, then you have a very long day. You would think it's a long day. The hours are longer. No, it's a long day. The day started earlier. It started so early, before you turn around, it's already 4 hours are over. When the day is shorter, it usually works out that you have a longer period of time. Since the sun rises very, very late, so you get a late start. Even though the hours are shorter hours, but it's compensated by the fact that the day is starting later, you have more time.
Go over. You calculate with this item, you use 12?
What we do is show Zmanias. So there are two ways. The common way is dawn to dusk. One is dawn 72 minutes before sunrise to 72 minutes after sunrise. Figure out how many minutes there are. From count the minutes, from look at the calendar. Sunrise is, let's say, 5 o'clock. Whatever it is, at 6 o'clock. Go backwards 72 minutes and then look at sunset. Count 72 minutes. When we make the calculation of Kriya Shema, we follow 72. For whatever reason, no one says, even Shabbos is over, everyone says 45, 50 in Mekel. But when you count Kriya Shema, we go with Mekel. We go 72. How many minutes are there? Divide that number of minutes by 12. And each unit now becomes one halachic hour.
It could be anything between 45 and 75 minutes during the summer.
Got it? And then take those, then go back to dawn, and take and add 4 of those. And that is Soif Zman Kriya Shema. So again, sunrise, sunset. Go 72 minutes before sunrise, 72 minutes after sunset. Figure out how many minutes there are from those two endpoints. Divide that number by 12. That number will give you a halachic hour, as Rabbi Maevsky said, which will be somewhere between 45 and 75 minutes. Take 4 of those, add them together, start that chunk of time at the time of dawn, 72 minutes, go forward that period of time, and that will take you to somewhere between 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock, or 8:45 and 9 and 10:15, and that's what you'll get for the Sof Zman Kriya Shema, end of a quarter of a day. Clear?
There's a lot of different. In the shul there, I know in the other room.
Yeah, two different Zmanim. The early time is the same exact principle, but instead of calculating it from sunrise, from dawn to dusk, you do exactly the same thing from sunrise to sunset.
It's easier.
Sunrise, it's less time.
No, it's published.
Right.
In other words, if you look at the weather bureau. Right.
Sunrise and sunset. Okay,
sunrise,
okay.
But
just add 72 minutes. All you have to do is take sunrise, sunset, and add 72 times 2. Add 144 minutes. Add 144 minutes. So whatever sunrise and sunset is, and that's going to be the other Zman. But if you, the Gros says, the Gros says you go from sunrise to sunset, same exact principle, divide it by 12, you get an hour, a halachic hour, and take 4 of those, add them together, and start that period of time from sunrise, go forward. That will always come out approximately 45, half an hour, 45 minutes before the other Zman. So that's why you have the calendar, 2 Zmanim. You have the Zman of the Rabbeinu Tam, which is calculated, shows Zmanio 72 minutes before sunrise to 72 minutes after sunset, and the calculation of the Gro, which is calculated from sunrise to sunset, which results in an earlier Zman, because the hours are shorter. You don't have 144, it's 144 minutes less. So you have shorter hours. But on the other hand, you're also starting a little bit later, but it doesn't matter, even though you're starting a little bit later, you still, it's going to end up being shorter, the Zman will come out a little bit earlier. Let's finish up the Halacha. In our Medina, sometimes it's before 7, before 8 o'clock. That's what he says. Now, I don't know who he's referring to. Where was he? The Balkis Shulchan Aruch? The kids of the Hungary? So he says, Koidem Hasha Hashvius, before the end of the 7th hour of the day, which I think means 8 o'clock. Right, is that what he means by 7th hour? The 7th hour of the day, before 8 o'clock, when we call Malifa, you have to be very, very careful. When we call Malka, with the Yevadim of Hazman, so he said, what happens to the person? This is the Zman Kriyashma. Motor liquorous Kriyashma and Bechasech ad Shalish Hayom. You can continue davening, no problem, until the third of the day is over. Aval Yacha Shalish Hayom. Until after a third of the day, also loymer habrochos elo oimer kriyashma levad, so you only have 1 more hour. have only one more hour. Elohim b'kriyas shema v'levad v'afilu kol yom v'yesham v'gev l'bram v'brachos yochel lema kol yom. Some discreet, you can say the brachos the entire day. Let's see here the shor mitzvah b'halacha. Shall we run through this? It's a little bit long, so you know, we'll save this for tomorrow out of time. So we'll save this, Yishem, for tomorrow.